Ever met someone who, like, spent their childhood hopping around the globe?
Oh, yeah.
Not on vacation, but, because their family felt called to make a difference overseas.
Right.
We're diving into the world of missionary kids today, or MKs as they're called, and specifically those supported by the IMB.
The International Mission Board.
Exactly, the IMB. It's a life less ordinary, wouldn't you say?
It's a life less ordinary, that's for
It's a
sure.
huge understatement. We're talking about growing up immersed in cultures vastly different from what their parents knew.
Right.
These kids are practically experts at bridging worlds before they even hit high school.
You've got it. They're often called third culture kids, TCKs for short,
Catchy.
because they're blending their parents' culture with the one they're growing up in, creating something totally unique.
Wow.
It's fascinating how this plays out in their sense of belonging, their adaptability, their whole outlook on life.
It's like their childhood playground is the entire planet. But the IMB's Alumni Connections magazine, it really made me pause and think.
Okay.
It's not enough for these kids to just survive overseas, is it?
Right.
They deserve to thrive.
And that's where things get really interesting. The IMB seems to get that a struggling kid often means a struggling family,
Oh, absolutely.
which can impact their entire mission. They've really leaned into supporting these MKs, recognizing that it strengthens everything they do.
Okay, so how are they actually doing that?
Well,
The magazine mentions these three teams:
yeah.
training, education, and member care, all dedicated to different parts of the TCK experience. So to tackle these unique challenges, the IMB has these three dedicated teams, like a safety net woven specifically for MKs.
Exactly. And they each address a crucial need.
Okay.
Let's start with training.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Imagine being the only 10-year-old you know who's ever encountered a completely different alphabet
Oh, wow.
or tasted durian fruit.
I wouldn't even know where to begin processing that.
Right. That's where the IMB's children's training program steps in. Alumni Connections had these interviews with staff members.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Brinkley, Susan Prewitt, Sherry Alston, and they offered a really insightful look into how they support these kids.
Oh, those interviews were eye-opening.
Yeah.
Susan talked about creating a safe space for MKs to process their experiences and
Yes.
connect with other kids who get it. It's like, finally, they're not the odd one out for having lived in a different country.
Right.
They're
Yeah.
surrounded by kids who've shared similar experiences, and that feeling of belonging can make all the difference.
It's about validating their experiences. And Sherry, the prayer coordinator, really emphasizes that.
Okay.
It's easy to focus on logistics, but she highlights the need to nurture their spiritual well-being,
Right.
especially amidst so much
Of course,
change.
yeah.
It's like she recognizes that supporting young faith in the midst of such upheaval is crucial.
Yeah.
It shows that IMB understands this isn't just about geography,
Right.
it's about nurturing the whole child.
Absolutely. And speaking of crucial, let's talk about education. Just because your parents are missionaries doesn't mean your math lessons magically disappear.
You'd be surprised how many people forget that.
I know, right?
But the IMB hasn't.
Okay.
That's where Doreen comes in. She's their director of TCK education.
Okay.
And her team is like a lifeline for families trying to figure out schooling.
This part really resonated with me. We often forget about the practicalities of education when picturing missionary life.
Right.
But Doreen's role is so important. So, what does her team actually do? Is it mostly about homeschooling?
It can be.
Okay.
But they also help families evaluate local schools or address learning differences,
Oh, wow.
all while being incredibly proactive. They're not waiting for a child to fall behind. They're trying to anticipate challenges and provide support from the get-go.
That's huge for families who are already juggling so much.
Right.
But even with all that support, I have to wonder, how does this kind of life shape a young person's sense of self?
Yeah.
How do they answer the question, who am I, when their normal is anything but?
That's where member care comes in.
Okay.
And the magazine does a great job of highlighting Hannah's work. She's a TCK member care consultant,
Yeah.
and she brings her own experiences to the table,
Oh, wow.
which adds this extra layer of understanding.
That must be so powerful for the family she works with, having someone who truly understands their reality.
Absolutely. And she dives deep into the profound impact growing up immersed in another culture can have.
Yeah.
She's not just giving generic advice. She's helping families navigate the complexities of identity formation in a cross-cultural context.
And the transition stress. It's one thing to move overseas as an adult who's already pretty grounded, but for a kid who's still figuring out who they are,
Right.
that's a whole other level.
It is.
Imagine trying to figure out your place in the world. while also adapting to new languages,
yeah.
customs,
mm-hmm.
maybe even a totally different diet.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the inevitable transition back to the U.S. later on. That can be just as challenging, if not more so, as they navigate a whole new set of cultural expectations and try to find their place in a society that might feel both familiar and foreign at the same time.
It's like coming home but feeling like you've outgrown your old life.
Right.
Except you never actually lived this new life either.
Exactly. So what happens when these MKs grow up? Does the IMB offer support beyond childhood? Because it sounds like they could really use it.
That's a great question. And you're right. The transition into adulthood is a crucial time for TCKs. The IMB doesn't drop the ball there, though.
Okay.
Remember Elizabeth's story in the magazine?
Yes.
She moved overseas when she was just 9.
Wow.
And shared how tough it was to eventually move back to the U.S. for college.
Right. Elizabeth's story, it was so powerful.
Yeah.
It really brought to life those classic TCK experiences. Like the constant goodbyes,
right.
missing out on milestones with friends back home.
Right.
And then that feeling of uncertainty
yeah.
when starting college
yeah.
in a place that doesn't quite feel like home yet.
It's like they're trying to fit into a life they were once meant for,
right.
but now it doesn't quite match up.
Exactly. And that's where those IMB programs
yeah.
for young adult TCKs come in.
Yes.
I remember Elizabeth mentioned the reentry retreat.
Yes.
And the Thanksgiving retreat.
Yes. Those are so crucial.
What are those about?
Well, the reentry retreat makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah.
It eases the transition back to the U.S. for college.
Okay.
Offering a built-in community of other TCKs who understand that unique mix of emotion.
Right, because even if other students are friendly,
right.
they haven't experienced that same kind of global upbringing.
Exactly.
But a Thanksgiving retreat, that one really piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, imagine this.
Okay.
You're a college student.
Yeah.
Away from family during the holidays, and the traditional Thanksgiving scene just doesn't resonate with you.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't even been in the U.S. for Thanksgiving in years.
Right.
That's where this retreat comes in.
Okay.
It provides a sense of community and belonging.
Oh, wow.
During a time that can be particularly isolating for TCKs.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like they've thought of everything.
I mean.
But it also makes you realize how much effort goes into this kind of support.
Right.
It takes resources, dedicated people. It's not easy.
You're so right.
Yeah.
And that's where I found the IMB's call for alumni and supporters to get involved. So inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that Amazon wish list they mentioned?
Yes.
Such a practical way for people to directly contribute to the Children's Training Center.
I loved that part.
Really?
It's not just about donating money. It's about giving items that have a direct impact.
Right.
Which got me thinking, what if more organizations took this approach?
Right.
The impact could be incredible.
It really speaks to the power of collective effort. And it doesn't stop at material support either.
Right.
The magazine also highlighted something so simple,
okay.
yet profound.
Okay.
Inviting a college-aged MK over for a meal.
Yeah.
Lending an ear, even helping them move out of their dorm at the end of the semester.
These are such everyday acts of kindness.
Right.
But for someone who's feeling out of place.
Right.
They can mean the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about showing them they're not alone.
Right.
That someone sees them, sees their journey.
Yes.
And that's something we can all do, no matter how small it may seem.
It's like extending that same welcoming spirit the IMB fosters,
mm-hmm.
but on a personal level.
Exactly.
We become part of that safety net, you know?
Yes.
And that brings us to the heart of this deep dive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not enough to just acknowledge that missionary kids have unique experiences.
Right.
It's about asking ourselves, how can we support them?
And then actually taking action.
Yes.
These are extraordinary young people
yeah.
shaped by extraordinary circumstances.
Right.
They've navigated different cultures, languages, ways of life.
Right.
And they bring a unique perspective to our world.
It's like they have this innate global awareness.
Yeah.
Sensitivity and understanding that many their age don't have.
Exactly. Yeah. And those are such valuable assets in our increasingly interconnected world.
Yeah.
But before we wrap things up,
okay.
I want to leave you with a thought,
yeah.
something to ponder.
This whole deep dive has really gotten me thinking.
Yeah.
We've talked about the challenges MKs face.
Right.
The support systems in place.
Right.
But it's like you said.
Yeah.
They also gain this incredible global awareness.
They do.
So what happens when you bottle that?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's something we should all be curious about. These experiences.
Right.
The good, the tough, the confusing.
Right.
They cultivate remarkable resilience.
Makes sense. You have to be pretty adaptable to navigate a childhood like that.
Exactly. But it goes beyond just adapting. Yeah. They've honed this ability to bridge cultures.
Right.
To connect with people from all walks of life.
Right.
That kind of cross-cultural empathy is invaluable in today's world.
It's like they've had a crash course in global citizenship.
Right.
Long before most people even think about it.
Precisely. They're often able to see multiple sides of an issue.
Right.
To understand nuances that others might miss.
Yeah.
These are the skills of diplomats. Of innovators, of compassionate leaders.
Wow. When you put it like that, it's like they're primed to make a real difference in the world.
They absolutely are.
Wow.
And it's on us to recognize and nurture those strengths.
Right.
To create spaces where they can use those experiences to contribute.
So to our listener out there,
yeah.
The next time you meet someone who grew up overseas.
Yeah.
With a childhood, that sounds like an adventure novel.
Remember, they're more than just their passport stamps.
Right.
They have stories to tell.
Yes.
Insights to share.
Yeah.
And a perspective that could broaden your own.
Take the time to listen, to learn.
Yes.
To be amazed by the resilience and wisdom they carry.
Absolutely.
Who knows? You might just find your own worldview expanded in the process.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And on that note, this has been a truly enriching deep dive.
It has.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep exploring, keep learning.
Yes.
And keep asking those thought-provoking questions.
This has been great. Until next time.